Hi, this is Chris Cordes, and today I want to talk about many subjects that are important to me. And the first thing is self-help. Now, I've written a lot of audiobooks that you can find on Amazon, iTunes, and so many other places to help you improve your life. But you know, I've learned that life keeps changing all the time, and we don't know what's going to happen. No matter how much we learn, we don't know what's going to happen. Not everyone is a psychic. Now, I've studied metaphysical things, and I've learned how to become a psychic, and we'll talk more about that later on. I did a book, an audiobook called Become Psychic Today. And I've learned from my teachers that being psychic is not a gift. It's an ability that you already have. So, and everybody has that birthright to be psychic. So it's important to know that you have that gift in you already. It's an ability, not a gift. You have that innate power in you, in your soul. Where is your soul? In your solar plexus. Where is the solar plexus? Right below your ribcage. So take your left hand and touch your solar plexus. It's yellow. Imagine this yellow light all over you. And you will start to listen to your inner voice. Your inner voice is the highest form of intelligence. It is not your ego. It is what you do to listen, because it's very subtle. It's not bombarding you with information that is false from the ego. The ego mind is always bombarding us 24/7, and most people live on autopilot. They don't even notice that what they're doing is wrong. They're just living day to day, not thinking, not checking in with their inner voice. They just live a boring life. When you have intuition in you, you start to make the right decisions. So, when you make right decisions, your life starts to improve for the better. We'll talk more about that later on. But now I just wanted to say that your intuition never fails you. I'm going to share a story that I read in a book. And this story is about the psychic lady who went on vacation because she was very sad. She was very confused about her marriage and her children. And so she went on vacation and something nudged her. Something pushed her to go into this bookstore. So she listened to that voice and she went into that bookstore. And the woman told her, "Can I help you?" And she said, "No, thank you. I'll just look around." So as she was looking around, she came closer to the back room. And a black man with a white robe stood out and talked to her. And he said, "I've been expecting you. Can you please come in the room?" She said, "What? Expecting me?" So she did. She went into the room. He showed her a painting of her on the floor, tired, worn down, with angels trying to pick her up. And the other painting he showed was of her being lifted up by angels and living her best life. He told her, he said, "You have everything you need. You need to go back to your family, your husband and children, and improve your life. So the woman came back and she was hearing talking. So she came back and she's like, "Can I help you? Why are you in the back room?" She said, "Oh no, thank you. This man has been helping me." And she told her, "What? There's no man here working here." So she went into the back room behind the curtains, came back out, and said, "There's nobody here." So the psychic lady went out. She left the store, and she said to herself, "I just realized that I had been speaking to an angel. That black guy with a white robe was actually her angel."